Phones episode.
Phones. We're going to be on our phones the whole episode.
See if there's anything interesting.
I was going to tell you this before we started recording, but okay. I guess that recording has started now, and I guess I'll have to say it.
Okay. Tell me.
That's really funny.
Is it really
personal?
It's
really personal.
Okay. Then we can cut this part
out. It's really personal.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I'll say the actual personal thing, and then... You should do like a black and white video that makes it look like I'm saying something to Cameron that makes it look like I'm saying like a real personal thing.
Okay.
But the actual personal thing is.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that can't stand.
But boy, that's
so crazy.
Oh man.
I just was like, okay,
and all that cut out.
Yeah, you have to cut all that out. Wait.
Sorry, let me just.
Oh my God.
I'll finish laughing about what Pat said. You can keep this part in.
Yeah.
Patrick,
I'm
gonna
do very selective bleeping.
Okay. I trust you to mask all the information that needs to
none
go
of that
away.
None of that can go in.
But
I helped,
man, is that funny.
I helped Neil move in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm the dumbest guy in the fucking universe, man.
Why?
It's a five-story walk-up.
Let me guess. You carried the moving truck up the stairs.
How'd you know?
With all the stuff in it. And then you have to carry the truck back down.
Yeah, it was bad. No, but I... You always forget how heavy books are when you're doing a move.
Right.
And he had like two little like containers full of books.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dude, fuck it. I'll just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good at this. I'll fucking get these done in like a couple seconds. Meanwhile, it's like 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
Like fucking hot as shit.
Yeah.
I'm in jeans.
Yeah.
And I'm carrying, it had to have been like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
40 pounds like this up five flights of stairs. And I'm out of shape. I'm real out of shape.
Yeah.
Man. I don't do cardio enough.
Right.
This was the ultimate cardio. And
moving
I think I might do it at the gym now. I think I'm going to wear a weighted backpack.
Dude, that's literally moving is the best workout in the entire
world. It's literally the Nathan for you thing is real.
It's full muscle confusion where it's always like one thing where it's like, oh, I have to carry like a lamp. And it's like, I literally don't have muscles in my body to do this. Like,
right.
I have,
there's no,
yeah,
this
exactly.
isn't a workout.
This is nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
You can,
you never expect it.
Yeah.
It's always, you're like, oh, it's a table. Of course, it's just a normal, we'll just carry the table normally. And then you get inside and the stairs are the stairs from Harry Potter and they fly around.
Were you, no, you didn't help us move when we moved into my old address.
Well, that's
the episode of Beeps.
That's okay to say, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if any of my like tax information is
sure it is
linked to that. Maybe
sure,
I should stop saying my old addresses.
Yeah, I'm
I've said good. Enough of my old addresses on this show.
The thing about the address thing is, who cares?
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Well, okay. Here's the thing that sucks about moving out from there.
Uh huh.
So we move out, and then a month later. While we're moving out, the shoe store on the corner is closed down.
Yeah.
But it was my mom's favorite shoe store.
Oh, no.
She would buy these $5, like, made in China, like, you know, like the... She was like, these are the most comfortable shoes in the world.
Yeah.
And then she would just buy, like, she would buy, like, two pairs of them when she would come back because they would rip so easy.
Yeah.
And that place shuts down. My mom gets, like, upset about that.
Uh-huh.
Then I moved to Ridgewood. And then that shoe store turns into Lou's Athletic Club Sports Bar. That would have been so fucking sick.
That
if
would
I,
have been cool.
Dude, if I lived next to that place, that place is awesome.
Athletic Club Sports Bar, damn.
That's like a fun. It's got a chill vibe.
That's a fun.
It's a fun.
That's a full fun.
They got a pool table in the back, man. It used to be a fucking dinky ass shoe store.
Yeah.
Where they sold these little fucking. They sold the Adidas
Julio,
with
your
the
dog
stripe
is barking.
Inverted. The stripe sideways?
Yeah.
They sold
the
Adidas where the stripes are going different ways.
Dude, I'm such a
the Vans where it's a U.
Any item of clothing where it is so cheap as to be you think that you're gonna buy it and it's gonna turn out to be like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I'm such a warrior for that shit. I love that shit so fucking
what,
much.
What, like the 99-cent store stuff?
Yeah, like you have to buy 10 of them because they're gonna last a day.
Oh yeah.
This watch, dude.
Oh,
this,
what's that called
this
again?
K-Sport.
K-Sport.
This K-Sport, $2, bro.
Ooh.
Those fucking sunglasses, $4. Yeah. These shorts, $8.
Yeah. I used to be like that.
I see the beauty in it. I love it. I can't get enough.
I love expensiveness.
I fucking love my Crocs, $5.
I'm complete opposite. I love expensive.
I fucking hate expensiveness. If I have to pay more than $10 for one item of clothing, I'll cry.
I love bespoke, I'll end my life. I love bespoke.
Dude, that's the thing is that this stuff feels bespoke to me because the price is bespoke to me.
Yeah.
I'm in the store and the
price,
the price
is bespoken
to me.
Uh-huh.
Buy me. Buy me right now. I'm so cheap.
I'm so cheap.
And you know what? None of my shitty stuff that I've bought that costs, none of it costs more than $5. It all works fine and it doesn't break. Except this watch, I left it in a cabinet for like a month or two. It's like a digital watch. Like there's no actual mechanical element going on here. And somehow when I took it out of the cabinet, it was like a month fast. Like it was like straight up, it was a leap year. It was fully like set. Yeah, that's what I was thought. I was like, oh, it's like the time's wrong. Is it daylight savings? Like, no, it's like more than an hour. And then I was like, oh, the date's wrong too. Maybe it was like a leap year thing. And I was like, no, it was like fully like a random day, a month forward.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
You have a magnet in there? Maybe that
affected it. Yeah, I have no idea what could have happened to it. But that's the price you pay when you get a K-Sport.
That's true. I was buying just like cheap shit all the time like that. And then I understood the value of quality.
Yeah. See, I like quality. It's just for the things my clothes. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about quality.
I do.
Everything else, I like to have nice things.
I like
I'm not a trash junk heap.
I like getting a pair of jeans that's real heavy.
I can't even. I feel like I'm gonna ruin it. I'm not gonna appreciate it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm gonna ruin it at some point. I've ruined so many. I have so many like pairs of pants or stuff and like shirts that are like I bought them because I was like, oh yeah, well you're paying for quality or whatever. And it's like, oh yeah, well I'm having hot dogs today.
Yeah.
I'm having Yeah, there goes that shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's like
because I'm trying to dress up now. I'm trying to wear my polo shirt.
I'm also the type of guy where I'm like, for me, it's not like dress for the job you want.
Mm.
It's like I dress for where you're at.
Yeah.
If I'm eating Costco salmon burgers.
Yeah.
5 nights a week.
Yeah.
You're not gonna catch me in a nice shirt.
Yeah, I feel that. I guess
I am. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
It's all out there for everyone, and I think that that's not. I think that's maybe it's not even the best way to do it, and you know it definitely is a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
It's actually not good.
I don't know. What do you mean? Like you buying like fast fashion stuff? You buying like Shein shirts?
No,
Fashion Nova?
I don't think I think the last time I only buy shirts when I go to a thrift store in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, you can like train yourself to find the good stuff. Like you can like, train your eye to be like, I know this is like a.
Yeah.
I know this is a quality shirt. I know this isn't. This doesn't
See,
have that
I got,
like
yeah,
recycled
I gotta
plastic
figure it
material
out. I've never,
in it.
I've never. I don't even know what the difference is between pants and shirts.
Yeah. Well, that's your biggest problem there,
yeah.
I think.
I just get lucky every day.
Yeah.
I flip a coin.
Yeah.
I go
Am
in
I
going to
put these on
Should
the
I
top?
Put these on the top or the bottom?
And then,
I got
well,
into
yeah,
trouble
it's only
a few
50-50.
Times. Yeah.
It's 50-50 every time, so, it makes the most sense.
I've been very, very lucky my entire life.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Yeah. I bought these shoes secondhand, and they've already fallen apart.
Mm.
Because that's the thing. I know how to find the good stuff, but I'm always going to buy it secondhand.
Dude, while we're talking about clothing.
I used to be, too. I was like, I'm buying it brand new type guy. Oh, I'm being fresh as fuck. The fresh as fuck lifestyle is not good.
No, it's bad.
It's fucking
and
bad.
Here, I'm going to put a company on blast right now.
Oh, snap.
While we're talking about buying brand new.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm cheap. I'm a cheapskate when it comes to clothes. Mm-hmm. I'll buy whatever's cheap.
Yeah.
Shoes. I hate spending money on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
One time in my life,
you know my ass a shopaholic.
I know you're a shoeaholic.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't me. I'm a one mm-hmm. pair of New Balances for 3 years type of guy.
Yeah.
I got a pair of
shoes over there you can have.
Which ones?
Hold on, let me grab them.
Okay. I buy a pair of brand new Hokas because I'm like, I'm going to run. I'm going to work out. I want a nice running shoe. I'm not going to skimp. I'll buy a nice expensive pair of shoes. And they fucking fell apart. The backs of them all fell apart and fell off. I didn't mistreat them. I untied them. I retied them. I did everything I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I treated them well. I didn't wear them 24/7.
Well, that's a factory defect. And I think you can like reach out to them and like, hey, your shit fucked up. I think that they have good customer service.
Oh, well, it's probably too late now. I already burned that bridge. I attacked all their employees.
I know you're getting married soon.
Yeah.
So I figured you could wear these to the wedding. These are the ugliest Nike Dunks I've ever found.
Fucking blue masking tape ass shoe.
These were $15. I looked them up online. These are like, I think the cheapest I seen them go for was like $55, and they were like in shit condition.
This is straight up. This is the color of painter's tape with the texture of Bowser's Bowser's penis and a
look
deviant
at this
art
fucking,
drawing.
Look at how disgusting these are. Why the fuck is this big blue chunk in the corner? I looked these up. These are called the Ostrich Dunks.
Ugh.
And I found a pair of these going for $300. Could you imagine?
Wow.
Could you imagine?
I cannot imagine
$300 on the Nike Ostrich Dunks from 07. It's insane.
Yeah, I think whoever wears those should be ostrich-sized.
Yeah.
From society.
And I'm going to resell them on a website to some fool.
Yeah. Somebody out there
pretty
wants
cheap
them.
Because there's definitely some...
damage.
There's definitely a coffee stain on these. So I'll probably some only sell
damage.
These for...
Yo, coffee stain on the shoes, that's a real drinker right there.
Yeah, that is a real drinker.
That's a real bean freak.
The fucking blue in that... What were these developers of shoes smoking with these? These are
smoking
the strangest
some blue shit.
These are the show. Strangest looking shoes.
They're seriously off.
Okay, wait. I do fuck with this though.
Yeah, with the hands attached, that looks
with
cool.
With a hand attachment on
hand
it?
Hand shoes?
Yeah.
Hand shoes.
But you're size 11,
dude,
right?
Dude, you know they got the 11 and a half, 11.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Then these won't fit you if you're 11.
I could
and
try
a
them
half.
On. Not right now.
Well, you could wear them with your suit at your wedding.
Yeah. I was already going to wear I'm wearing my Crocs, so I can't really you know, switch them out at this point. Those are kind of important to us.
That would be, wait, what color suit are you wearing?
I'm wearing a green and red with stars wings.
Those would go perfect.
And it has wings on it, too.
Those would go perfect, man.
It has, you know how, in X-Men 3, Angel?
Yeah.
How he has his wings?
Oh, yeah.
And he
gets the greater?
Yeah. But when he grows them back and they're mm-hmm. strapped in?
Oh, yeah.
That's what is on the back of my suit.
That'd be fucking sick,
strapped
dude.
In wings. And then once we say our vows, I unleash the straps and they spread out.
That'd be the most beautiful ceremony ever.
Yeah. And then I fly away. Fly the fuck away. Damn.
God damn.
Damn.
Damn, Cameron. Back at it again.
Something happened
wings.
That I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I can't remember it.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh, bother.
Dude, I feel like something happened.
Something happened to me on Thursday night, I think. It
what
was.
Happened?
I was out hanging out, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I spilled a... You know, like sometimes a beer is so ice cold that there's condensation on the thing.
Right, of course.
And, you know, you get a
I'm
couple...
I'm no stranger to that.
Yeah, you get a couple beers deep, you know?
Yeah.
And
you're starting
to feel the beer in your system.
Right. The beer's affecting you.
So I...
It slipped.
It slipped out of my fingers and fell into a booth that I was sitting in.
A booth.
And I just went, God damn it.
Yeah. Did it break?
No. It spilled all over my butt.
Okay. So the liquid braked.
The liquid braked and I had a wet butt.
Wet butt.
It looked like I wetted my butt.
Wet butt is embarrassing.
It's worse than the front because it's
diarrhea.
What?
Yeah. It's like what I feel like when you look at.
And I went to a second location after that.
With the wet butt.
With the wet butt.
Was it really showing? Were you wearing some type of jean where it was completely.
Let me show you.
I bet that it showed out.
Let me show you how bad it was. Because it was. Here we go.
Yeah, that's wet.
That's.
And you know what? That's not even butt. That's tween.
Yeah, that's taint.
That's full,
that was wet
that's
taint.
Taint down the sides and the middle. Ugh.
Show it to Kemp's camera.
Okay, give me 1 second because I got to find the other photos real quick.
And he was ice spicing it.
I was ice spicing it.
You guys want to see this pic?
This is my friend Rupert taking a photo. He was being kind and taking a photo to show me how bad it was.
Here, hold it back a little so it focus. Or maybe not. This is one of those pictures where they say name one thing in this photo.
Yeah, this is it looks
turned
like,
now it's turned
it
completely
looks completely black.
Black,
but
no picture at all.
Yeah, you can just see my completely wet butt.
Yeah.
And I walked around with a wet butt all night.
That's okay.
And everyone
man.
Saw my wet butt.
The thing is, if you it's all about the way you act, man. If you're if you have a wet butt and you're scurrying, somebody knows something's up. I don't think you were. If you went to a second location, you probably weren't scurrying.
Maybe I wasn't. Definitely tried to dry my butt off in the air dryer.
In the
dryer.
Bathroom, yeah.
I tried to put my butt on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No.
No.
No way in hell.
That's something that you never want to know has happened.
Yeah. That a butt has touched up. I didn't touch it. Okay.
I'm sure, yeah. And I'm sure you also were wearing your pants, I hope.
Yeah, I was wearing my pants. I was wearing my pants.
Taking your pants and underwear off.
And putting it
and
up
just putting
to
your butt up.
Putting your bare butthole on the hand dryer. What? I'm trying to... I got it wet.
My butt's wet. I'm trying to dry it. If my butt's... Listen, my pants will dry off. But if my butt's still wet inside my pants, it's going to keep wetting the pants.
Yeah.
You it's need like, to conquer the root cause of the problem.
It's like when you put salt
like
on a tomato.
It's like racism in America.
Oh, my God. We had two different analogies. Yeah, two very separate analogies.
Yeah, yeah, separate, oddly similar.
But similar. Wow. Salt on top of a tomato.
That's like the racist sitting and preying on our society.
Mm-hmm. And tomatoes, black people and Asian right. people and all people of color.
And everyone who was ever the victim of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Including white people.
Including white people. And salt is racist.
Racists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And...
Wow, I'm. You know
BLT,
what? After I heard this,
the BLT is our country, and the lettuce
damn.
Is the money that keeps
the bacon
everything going around.
And the
around.
Bacon is the fucking pigs.
Yeah, fucking pigs.
Because what's because what is bacon? Salty.
Mm-hmm. It's salty, and it's going on top of the tomato, which is the tomato represents all the people,
and it's holding the tomato down.
Mm-hmm. And if you do it correctly,
and
the money.
And I think you know what the mayo is.
Mm-hmm. Them damn crackers.
Mayo ass white people.
Yeah, and the crackers are the bread.
The mayo ass white people literally cannot let go of the bread mm-hmm. and give it to the tomato.
It's fucked up.
Because the bacon is in between. The mm-hmm. pigs are preventing the mayo from being spread down to the Whoa.
America is like a BLT.
This needs to be taught in third grade.
Yeah.
This needs to be taught in specifically third grade.
Yeah. Third yeah. grade's the time to do it.
Third grade is the time to learn about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had learned about the BLT story.
Dude, the BLT should it should be told today. It should be told today.
It should be told today.
I don't know why it's not being told today.
It's literally being suppressed.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I'm honestly, there needs to be a BLT manifesto, and I hope that nobody has made this video where somebody just reads this exact thing that we just said.
Right.
We come up with our BLT manifesto. I hope that I hope that nobody has taken this already.
Yeah, because this needs to be out there and it needs to have our names mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
We need to be paid for this.
Yeah. We do. We need to be talking at Harvard Law about this.
Is a melting pot something
what,
you
why
make
is,
soup
why is
in?
The pot melting?
What is a melting pot?
It's I think it maybe is
a
stew
fondue.
Thing. Fondue.
Because I'm wondering if this can be part of the analogy. Because I was thinking about soup and sandwich.
Because
primordial stew.
Is it primordial soup or stew? That's a good
primordial.
It's primordial soup, right?
Stew or soup?
It's soup. It's not stew. It's not stew. It's primordial soup.
I think you're right, but
yeah,
it could be stew.
No, it's soup. It's soup. It's always been soup.
It's always been soup.
This is a prebiotic soup. Oh, that's... Oh, my God.
But wouldn't you eat primordial stew? Whoa, people also ask, what is the primordial pizza theory?
What is that?
What is the primordial... There's a pizza hypothesis that claims that life could have come from terrestrial organic biomolecules.
Isn't that the same as...
That's a pizza theory?
Yeah, well, isn't that the same as the soup theory?
The soup...
What's the soup?
The soup is the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Oh, so that's the idea that the ocean created all life.
I think it's soup is the soup is that there was a conditions in the ocean that so this is primordial soup right here.
This looks fire.
You can order this. Yeah, it's a it's a little green for me. I would prefer it to be red.
What is this? Like some kind of a bird in it? Is this poultry? What is that animal?
Yeah, what is that thing?
What?
What is this? Is this like a hummingbird?
Is it a dinosaur?
I think this is maybe like a skinned hummingbird or something.
This is a dog.
This is a dog?
It's a water dog.
Julio, I wanted you to weigh in. I did have a question for you.
What
do you think about all these rumors about the about Springfield, Ohio? Of immigrants who have, I guess, have been cooking and eating dogs and cats, apparently, according to Donald Trump on the debate stage.
Can you weigh in on this?
I don't know what to think about it.
Mm.
I think that's where Homer lives.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Speaking of the debate.
We were on that very stage mere months before.
Oh, I wasn't. I didn't go.
Oh, yeah, you didn't go.
Yeah.
You missed out, bro.
Yeah, I could have been where history was made.
History was made there. When we went to Philadelphia on
the day that anti-Haitian sentiment was birthed.
No.
That's what the history was.
The day that that sentiment was birthed was the day that we left Philadelphia.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That history was made on that stage the day. Yeah.
Dude, if I had known that, and maybe, you know what? I shouldn't say this.
What?
If I had known Donald Trump was going to say that, I would have burned that fucking museum to the ground. So they couldn't hold the debate there.
Yeah. They would have done it somewhere else.
Yeah, it
gets down the street. Right. You burn down that museum, and then they're like, "Where do we go?"
Oh, maybe one. What of other? The, what maybe other one museums of the 20 are around other, here? Yeah.
Oh, the Museum of Illusions.
The optical Kamala, illusions. Kamala's on the side of the room where it looks like she's giant.
Yeah, it's a Fox News like commentator, like, and it's clearly so biased towards Kamala. They put her on the side of the room where she gets big. Meanwhile, Trump is in the corner at a normal height.
Yeah. He would look small. That would defeat him. Yeah. If they put him in an illusion room where he looked small, he wouldn't be able to get over it.
No.
What if they made him dress in a clown outfit? He would lose the debate.
He probably would.
He would spend the whole time saying, "Why did they put me in a clown outfit?
Excuse me. Why am I in this?
I don't want to be wearing this.
I
like my clothes.
I like my suit.
I don't understand why they put me in this. I'd rather prefer to wear my suit.
I would really like my suit. I don't like this.
Can I have my suit back? Moderator, I have a question for you.
Can I have my suit back? Please, can I have my suit?
I don't want to dress as a clown or be small in this portion of the room.
I don't like the Museum of Illusions. I do not like it.
I have a question for you, moderator. Could I switch sides with Kamala?
Can we be on the same side at least?
Can I stand over with her?
I think that... what was I going to say? Oh, I was doing, it was, this was stupid, but it was, this is Trump, but he got a Christmas Story frozen tongue pulled.
Oh no.
And his tongue came off. So it's just.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, dude, Joe Biden with his tongue stuck to the pole. Can't tell the fucking difference.
Can't tell.
No. Can't tell. Literally can't tell.
Mm-mm.
What the fuck is up with this country? I feel like right and left have become right and wrong.
And more right.
Yeah.
Or no, right, like spectrum-wise, not correct.
Right.
Right and more right.
Right and right.
Yeah.
I feel like, honestly, right and left have become wrong and wronger.
Mm-hmm. And dumb and dumber.
Dumb and dumber has become real and realer.
Yeah. And it's all an idiocracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that.
Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, Lloyd Christmas. They'd rather have lawyers, Lloyds-ers, instead of Christmas.
Dude,
they would rather have lawyers instead of Christmas.
That's so true. Election Day is such a fake-ass holiday because they don't even give it its own name.
No, it's just called Election Day.
Election Day. They it's want us like, to get so excited about Election Day. They want us to have to go vote.
They don't even call it the day of decision.
Right. I would call it if I would go if it was called like Vote-a-ween.
Mm-hmm.
Election-miss.
Election-miss. Voting Times
Day. You can tell what's a real holiday by what has a real name.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, that shit's fake.
Yeah.
It's not real.
We could call it Saint Valentine's.
If it was called
Day.
Valentiners, if it was just called Valentiners, then it would be a real holiday. Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving. That's it.
Yeah. They have their
own. And then all the Jewish ones and all the Muslim ones.
Yeah. What are all those?
They all just have their own names. Eid. Yeah. Yom Kippur.
Eid, but it's funny because they can't eat.
Well, they eat on Eid. Ramadan is when they can't eat.
Oh, okay.
I think Eid is the end of Ramadan. I think there might be multiple Eids. I'm not so well versed. So listen.
Maybe Eid means day and Mubarak means last day to eat. Last chance to eat day.
Maybe.
I'm just using context clues for all of these other languages.
Yeah. Well, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn if you don't stumble or make mistakes. Right.
Like Rosh Hashanah could have been just like a guy's name.
It probably
I don't know
was.
What Rosh Hashanah is.
That one is, don't know.
You get a
I
day off
know.
For that though, right?
I think you get a day off for every day.
Yeah?
If you're Jewish. I think that they let you do
so
it.
So I don't get one.
You don't get one.
Okay, well. I mean, if they have that many days off, I'd try to convert. But they don't like when you do that, is what I heard.
They don't like when you convert just to get the days off?
I don't
off.
Think they...
What's their problem?
Yeah, I think they don't like that.
Why?
I don't know.
I literally am joining your side. Accept me.
Yeah. Come on now. Yo, what, you guys don't fuck with me?
That's it.
Y'all not rocking with this
I'm
guy?
I'm not cool enough. Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. I guess I'll just...
Yeah, go ahead. Keep throwing those big parties for those 10-year-old little boys.
Yeah, not a guy like me. Not a guy like me who could actually drink your
I'm
stuff.
I'm 26. I can drink you under the table.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they don't want me to convert.
My bar mitzvah would be fucking expensive
Isn't
as
it,
shit.
It's like
my adult bar mitzvah.
Oh, dude, don't they even
would,
get me started
spend,
on my adult
They would
bar
have to
mitzvah.
Spend $800,000 on me because I'm not going to be satisfied with all the shit that dazzles young boys.
No, no, no.
Young boys think it's cool to get all their friends from Temple to come hang out. That's not enough for me, bro. I need football players. I need supermodels.
Travis Kelce, Taylor.
10-year-old boys, they don't know enough to reach for the stars.
No.
They don't know. They're satisfied.
They're like, oh, my
so
theme,
little.
My bar mitzvah theme is under the sea.
Yeah.
No, you little shit.
Yeah, my theme is Dubai.
Hey, yeah. My theme is Dubai and richness.
And we're doing it in Dubai.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't think of that, Isaac. I'm sorry you didn't think of that. Fucking dumbass little kid. What's this, Eli? You didn't think about getting every like food you've ever seen shipped in?
Yeah.
You only got the food that your mom liked.
Hey, Eli, you have to do your so for your bar mitzvah, you're gonna do a reading from the Torah. Really exciting. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a watching from the Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just gonna sit in silence and watch the best scene.
Yeah. That's better. That's way better. See, this is why they don't want us to convert. Yeah. Because we have
can change it up.
We have so many good ideas for the Jewish faith that they truly do not want us in there.
I could probably reform every religion in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And they would become more violent and dangerous.
Yeah.
But due to my beliefs.
It would be so incredibly violent.
I would introduce dueling back into everything.
How would anything get done if it wasn't violent?
Yeah. I think that, first of all, I think that we have to get rid of the Bible.
Uh-huh. In all contexts.
Yep. In Christianity, this is how we're going to fix... We're going to go through it. We're going to fix it.
Okay, let's fix every single religion right now. Okay.
Going to get rid of the Bible.
We've only scratched the surface of Judaism.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
We'll come back.
We'll come back to it. Christianity.
Let's just do the big three, too,
sure.
So we can really dive deep into all of them.
Yeah. Get rid of the Bible, because it's too big.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's read the whole thing.
And they got that red around the book.
Yeah.
That red lining.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they got that red.
It's you're spending, when you are opening a church, you're spending $10,000, $20,000 on a fancy Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We can cut that cost and we can put that money into, leading into my second thing, enough with the fucking wafers, with the wine, with the grape juice.
We'll keep the wine, kids. Though.
The wine is okay, but it's going to be sparkling wine, and sparkling it's going to shoot out.
With a higher ABV.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to drench everybody in it. But nobody wants to eat a fucking wafer on Sunday.
No. It's going to be one full turkey leg.
Yeah. And you have to eat it all.
Everyone goes up. Everyone goes up. You have to eat the whole turkey leg. I mean, the eating part is basically most of the ceremony.
And that's going to look and seem more like the body of Christ.
Yeah.
A wafer? I get a wafer. I'm like, the fuck is this supposed to be? His fingernail?
What the hell?
This doesn't look like Jesus at all.
No.
We're going to breed turkeys to look like humans.
Yeah.
And we're going to use their legs.
We're going to have herkies.
Yeah.
Human turkeys.
Herkies.
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 Human turkeys. Humerkies.
This is the body of Christ, and this is the sauce of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have
gravy.
Sauce.
Gravy.
Finally, some fucking sauce.
Yeah.
Because when I do communion,
I
got a thing of Tapatio in my back pocket.
Oh, yeah.
The wafer?
I got a little.
Not doing it for me.
Clip on. It's on my carabiner sriracha.
Dude, I'm such a Scoville freak that I have pepper spray that I pepper spray onto the wafer before I eat it.
That sounds good.
Or if the priest tries to tell me to do something I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
confession. Singing, which we will only have one famous singer in every church.
Yeah, every church will have to get a singer.
I don't want
to
hear these fucking losers in the pews. No.
That's a requirement to open a church is you need to get a hold of a famous singer who will sing every week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could also, here's my caveat that I am thinking of adding, is that they become famous through the church itself. That's passive income.
Yeah.
So.
Record label.
Uh-huh. The church, every new Christian Catholic church is also its own record label.
Uh-huh.
So like St. Matthias of DeKalb, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
That's a record label.
Yeah, and they're going to drop all their own albums.
Uh-huh. And if your singer's good.
And there's going to be a chart that's only for all the different church.
Yeah.
And when we are talking about this music, it's not going to be like, our God is an awesome God.
No, it's new original songs.
It's going to be R&B.
Mm-hmm. New original R&B songs.
Yeah. And then,
let me get down on you, Christ.
Yeah.
Let me make you feel nice.
Bounce on it, bounce on it. That's going to be one. Bounce on it, bounce on it, bounce on it, bounce on it.
Bounce on that Lord's tiny little thing. His tiny little thing. Little wafer on his... now it's turkey legs made of human meat.
Well, if you listen to a song that just went bounce on it, bounce on it, bounce on it.
Maybe if it was good.
Yeah, if it was good, I'd listen
around,
to
like
it.
Around the World, like by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
You know, that's just Around the World. That's all they say in that.
Yeah.
It was that, but it was bounce on it, bounce on it. Why am I Cleveland? Why am I doing Cleveland? Bounce on it.
Cleveland wouldn't say that.
Cleveland could be in Daft Punk.
Cleveland, we don't know.
One more time.
It could be anybody under those hats.
Yeah.
It also, literally could be anybody.
Cleveland is, Cleveland's the one with the full mask.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, I don't know.
Is there only two of them?
Yeah, there's only two of them. Unless they bring in, we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
We're not even done with Christianity.
Sorry. Yeah. Every church is going to be 30 floors high, like Wayside School.
Yeah.
Or how tall was Wayside School? 100?
I think it was 100.
100.
So it's going to be 100 stories tall. Every church.
One room on each floor.
Well, here's the other thing, because now, okay, so then it'll like. This, the way, because we're restructuring the whole thing.
Yeah.
So right now the problem is all the sects, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Lutheran, like all that stuff. No, we're all under one.
We're getting
big 100-story building, and each floor
is for a different thing.
Is for a different sect.
My God.
So
that's
there's
genius.
Only one church in the whole town.
Yeah.
And you pick your floor, and then the top floor is where the executives and the singer hangs out.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to propose something here. So how many new... This is like what we have, maybe like 8 really good new ideas so far. Like I don't know if that's the exact number. But so I'm going to propose like we get all that stuff done.
Yeah.
We come in, Probably going to take a few years to get these changes underway.
It'll
most
take
likely.
1 year because these ideas are so good.
They're good ideas, but it's going to take a little time. And I think once
one
we
and
get,
a half years.
Once we get all this stuff, you know, under control, maybe 3-4 years. I think that ninth thing we should do, if we have the time, maybe we end up skipping over this one. But I think that maybe enough with the pedophilia and the grooming of the young choir boys and this type of thing. If we, you know, if everything else is going smoothly, maybe we can cut back on that.
Yeah, I think we can get rid of it
to some
day
amount. Well, I'm just saying if we have time, I mean, I don't.
Well,
I don't
know what we'll
get
rid
of
it. You know what we'll get rid of it immediately?
What?
A Playboy bunny for every priest. Mm-hmm.
Why can't priests get married?
Just some kind of thing, the Jedi Order or whatever.
Yeah.
Something similar
to
that.
Is it because they think that a priest would become too powerful in society if he...
I think the real reason is that they, most, in my experience, most priests are gay guys.
Yeah.
Every priest that I knew
growing
up.
I think that that's, I feel like that's more of like a emergent thing though, where it's like, oh, priests can't get married. I don't want anyone to ask why I'm not getting married to a woman.
So I'll become a priest.
This is something where I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
And I can just molest young boys if that is to my taste.
Yeah.
Which it's not to all gay guys' taste. Not all gay guys like that.
No.
I want to put that out there.
Not all gay guys like that.
I want to put the message out there. That is not the interest of all gay men.
No.
It's not. It's just not.
But the interest of all is a Playboy bunny.
Playboy bunny appeals to all.
Especially gay guys.
What do they call a...
Gay guys would say that she's working. Or
so
she's saying work.
So
they would say work at her.
They would say work.
They would say work, bitch.
Work. Work.
Yeah. You're eating.
There's...
Gag me, sis. They'd
they
say
made,
stuff like
they
this.
They made... There is exists Playgirl, and it's boys.
Okay.
Right? Is this true? Doesn't
what
that
kind
seem,
of opposite
yeah,
world
doesn't this
does
seem
this
like
in?
A doesn't this seem like a crazy world thing?
Yeah.
How,
what kind
who,
of crazy
who
opposite
of,
world?
Who thought of
fucking
that?
Genius thought of that idea?
Playgirl. What do they call
nowadays?
The,
it'd be play them.
What do they call the guys in there?
The probably call them with their full name.
But I mean, like
Mike Stevens.
Instead of Playboy bunnies, they're play guy playgirl dogs.
Maybe.
What kind of what animal?
It could be dogs. I don't know. I don't really know that much about it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I'm just thinking about it right now. What animal is our guys?
Are the playgirl guys?
Because
I'm pretty sure it's still bunnies, but maybe it's like
playgirl bunnies.
Maybe they're called jackrabbits.
A penis on every page: the rise and fall of playgirl.
Interesting. What do you think about Michael Vick being in Playgirl?
So
I don't know.
So there's a dog.
Playgirl
know,
is back.
Michael Vick.
But okay, maybe we'll see there. Maybe they were just called Playgirls.
Playgirl bunny logos.
Well, this is the same logo.
Did they have their own separate mansion with a female Hugh Hefner?
Maybe. Huina?
Huina Herfner.
Huina Herfner.
Because, I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with calling them bunnies, but I would imagine if they're calling it Playgirl, there needs to be some creativity.
What is that? Is that fucking Leonard Cohen on that one? Did Leonard Cohen pose in Playgirl?
Is that Matt Damon?
I see Damon, but this one up there. Is that Anthony?
It's Anthony from Smosh.
Interesting.
Wow, on the Smosh
Wiki. It's on the Smosh Wiki. Speaking of, that is the new Bible for Islam.
The Smosh Wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just going to take... We're going to start build Islam from the ground up, and it's going to be all Smosh.
Yeah. Replace the prophet with Smosh. Ian and Anthony.
Yeah. Replace the
but don't
stuff
draw
that
them.
They say.
Don't draw
with,
them.
Right. That's now that's interesting. Yeah. I bet Smosh fans love drawing Smosh. So this will be kind of
look
a...
Look up Smosh fan art and
this
then
will be
censor it all out.
A religion of Smosh where... The most, probably a lot of Smosh fans will not be happy about it.
Mm-hmm. See, imagine you showed a Islamic person this and said, "This is the prophet."
You can't do that.
You simply just can't do that. That's
you
messed
simply
up.
Can't. That's
no,
so sacrilegious.
That's not okay.
That's not okay. This isn't okay. This picture under our changes for religions, this would literally be grounds for death. this isn't okay to do, to show.
That's
this picture is so this, funny.
This is not okay.
Look at this shading. Wow. Wow, look at the shading on his finger. It's like imagine he's pressing his finger up against the screen trying to get out.
Imagine you like opened your buddy's phone and this was his wallpaper.
Like, hey man, can I use your phone for a second? Yeah. Go ahead. And then this is the first thing that shows up. Now it's the computer's wallpaper.
How long do you think this took to make? Like what? Like
probably a while.
Yeah, probably like 10 hours of work.
Yeah, they probably. I mean, they had to draw that cardboard in the back, and I feel like drawing cardboard is pretty hard. Yeah,
see, the cardboard looks great.
Yeah, and then like they're like, yeah, well, fuck the people. I need to. Cardboard looks good enough. I'll just fucking phone it in on the people. So, all right. I guess Islam's covered.
Yeah, it's just going to be Smosh.
Yeah, it's just going to be, it's going to be called Smosh. And then Louis Farrakhan is going to.
When Smosh Anthony really... and Ian came to.
Smosh now, really needs a larger cultural impact.
I think they will. I don't know if they have that gigantic of one.
That's what I'm saying. They need more.
Yeah.
They need more. Because
I had
to
explain. I had to show. There was a time we were at somewhere, and I showed Sreedhar Smosh for the first time.
That is crazy.
I was showing him Food Battle on my phone at a bar.
It is so nuts. I mean, I feel like Smosh, they probably changed a lot of the way that people make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But they need to have one thing that someone can point to and be like, they changed this in the world.
I think they might have. They definitely changed.
Did they
something.
Raise awareness for anything?
Maybe Coney.
Did they do a Coney?
They might have. I mean, pretty much every. I think iJustine jumped on that. I'm pretty sure.
There was one.
Dude, Coney was crazy.
There was this one fucking YouTuber that I remember because his whole thing was that he would just reply to videos and do this like Guido character.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Hemi Jeep 19, and I was like 11. I was like, I guess this guy's funny.
Yeah,
this is YouTube. Like,
yeah, that's the experience of being on YouTube. Is like you get served a video, and you're like, well, this must be funny because I'm watching it.
Yeah, and you're like 11. Yeah, you're very susceptible to like, yeah.
I remember watching Equals 3.
Yeah,
and like fully not being on the wavelength at all.
Yeah.
Like I thought he was so like uncouth. I thought he was so like mean and weird.
I think
evil.
so many YouTube guys like that. I did just develop Stockholm syndrome for.
Yeah, no, and I fully like made myself like it because I was like, oh, this is popular on YouTube. This is, I guess, this is funny. But
when
when
you were a kid and you were damn sheep.
I was a kid and just being like pulling him up and he was cussing.
Yeah.
And he would say these things.
He said
he would say the N word basically every episode.
He would make all types of sexual jokes
that I couldn't even understand.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is it, man.
Yeah. He had Robin Williams on.
He did?
You never seen that one?
No, I didn't.
Pull that up. Pull up that Robin Williams clip. It's fucking insane. Equals 3
funny.
Robin Williams. Oh, yeah, but this guy, Hemi Jeep 19, I, like, had not seen any videos of him for, like, 2 years, and then I saw that he, like, broke character, too. He was like, I'm raising awareness for Invisible Children, Coney 2012. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this guy used to be, like, it was, like, he was in, the way that he got famous was, like, remember, like, the video responses in the comments of YouTube where it's, like, somebody's, like, oh, like, this is, like, somebody's response.
Yeah.
And he would be in the comments of every single video. So he would just sit there on his webcam and just be, like, yeah, I thought this video was fucking stupid. Like, that was his whole shtick. And then I don't see him for 2 years. Then I click one video because it's on the front of YouTube. And it's him, like, Joseph Coney is evil. I was, like, how the fuck? Like, this is
the
how
Coney
I see him,
shit
man?
Was so crazy.
I was anti Coney.
Who was not on that shit?
I was anti Invisible Children.
Yeah.
I read on 4chan that it was bad.
Did you see that the guy got caught jerking off?
He had a mental breakdown, started.
And they said that I thought was the funniest thing I ever saw. They said, Invisible Children, Visible Penis.
That's fire.
That's back in the day, that's probably the funniest thing I ever read in my life.
Yeah.
So let's just watch this Ray William Johnson video now in complete silence.
Here it is.
Okay, let's see what Ray has to say.
Another weird short hairy guy.
Is that Watchmen on his back too?
What? Robin, tell him what you think of the video.
Stoners versus Ninja Squirrel, one of the great films of all time. First of all, it's incredible because they probably put that squirrel in there and then they forgot it was there because they're that stoned. And all of a sudden the squirrel goes, yeah! You go, dude! Ah! And you know that squirrel goes back to the other squirrels going, listen, I just saw these two really stoned guys and I don't know why, but I'm hungry right now. I'm really hungry. I need some Nutella. Get it! Now get the hell out of here. Get a life!
So this last video...
How? Okay. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, what is the... God.
Was he promoting a movie? Because this was around the time that, like, Weezer was in Magic Hugs.
Yeah.
This was around the time that, like, they were promoting Hurley and stuff, and then they were in just, like, a bunch of videos. Yeah. And, like, I just remember thinking, like, YouTube is, like, you can get... Like, you get a movie from this.
It's so, like, you have to wonder... If this is Robin Williams people being like just looking at what is the most popular comedy content on the internet,
or he liked
it. Yeah, or if Robin Williams is like to his people is like, yo, I'm a fan of this video. I want to be in this guy. I want to be on this guy's channel.
Maybe.
Like who reached out to
it's,
who?
I hope it's the latter. Yeah. I hope that Robin Williams reached out. That would be so. Because I still kind of like Ray William Johnson. Yeah. I hope he's doing well.
He makes Facebook videos now, I think. I think he pivoted and he makes like the videos of like this was probably like 2016 that he pivoted and was doing this, but he was doing the ones where it's like he was kind of social justice-y for a minute.
So this one
feels like
he's back.
Wow, he's just
what the hell?
Just remember him, he's secretly gay.
Dude, that's Caleb.
Remember him? He's secretly gay. This I don't know who the fuck that is. Caught. It's an AI face. I don't know who that is.
Dude, he's gay. He's hitting hundreds of thousands of views. Yeah. I guess
he's back on top a little
Seems
bit.
Seems like he's just...
True Stories Daily, so just him...
Yeah, this is just the classic. This is what you do.
Yeah.
You
know?
Damn.
Yeah,
we got to get into this shit, bro. This is
maybe because it used to be like you'd get like a fucking movie deal or something. Like you would be like you'd be chilling with fucking Robin Williams.
Yeah,
and now it's just like fully like.
Oh, dude, here he says it says how to make videos like Ray William Johnson.
Oh my God,
that's it.
Using
right
Leonardo AI,
dude. Using Leonardo AI.
This internet star is in prison now. That's fucking Elliot Smith, dude. that is not him.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Ray.
Dude, it is.
Remember
it
her?
Is
she
really...
was killed by a clown.
Oh my fucking God, man. This is really depressing to see. He is a monster. Man, that's Leonard Cohen. Look at that. That's damn Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, this is. He's probably making bank, though.
Yeah,
I guess.
He's probably doing well.
Do you think he made insane money to the point that he's like set?
No, he definitely. He probably owes the IRS just as much as we owe the IRS.
He like famously got fucked over by like
an entertainment company. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
He like lost control of Equals 3.
Yeah, yeah. That always happens. They always sign a bad contract, and then it's like, ugh. He was in a DiGiorno's commercial, man. He was almost on top,
dude. It's so fucking funny too that whenever like that, like obviously there's more that goes on than just this, but it is always that it's like they're always like. Yeah, like I got fucked over and now I'm not allowed to call my show Equals 3 anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no.
Yeah, all right.
Who the fuck cares, bro? There's definitely, I guess, more stuff.
Yeah, like
than
fucking
that,
Andrew Callahan wasn't allowed to call it all gas, no brakes anymore. That's kind of a bad, that's kind of an L. That is a loss.
I mean, it's always an L, but like.
Yeah. A good name, though.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah.
It's just a name.
It just became Channel 5 or whatever.
Which is a terrible name.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Tim and Eric Channel 5.
Yep.
Remember that?
Cinco.
Remember that?
I loved
Cinco. They made some type of... Didn't they try to make a streaming service, too?
I think so. That might have been... I think Mr. Callahan was in the deal in there. I think he was...
Really?
Yeah, part of that.
Interesting.
Well... They could have had Ray William Johnson on it.
Unproblematic Ray William Johnson Equals 5.
Yeah.
Dude, Equals 3 is really, man, that's the face you chose?
Oh,
that's the emoji
face?
Bro.
It's ball sack.
No, it's a cute cat face.
No, bro.
No, dude, it's a cute cat face.
You don't remember the end of the videos? It would flip on its side.
Dude, it's literally a cute
cat. And then it would have the
face.
Arrow on the top and it would say subscribe.
Yeah, that's an arrow pointing to subscribe.
It would be a dick and balls.
No, what are you talking about? It's a cute
equals
cat face.
Three, equals three was a dick and balls.
No, dude, it's a cute little kitty cat. See,
no,
cute, this
no,
cute
that's,
symbol.
That's, no, 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 no.
This cute symbol is most commonly used to discuss romantic relationships, friendships,
pull up
or passions
the, pull
when
up
texting,
UD.
Tweeting, or posting.
Pull up UD. Pull up the urban site. Pull up the urban one. I think you got to put equals in quotes. This is colon three.
What
does equals
three
mean from
a
guy?
What does it mean if a guy texts you equals three?
Yeah, I'm kind of talking to this guy. I don't know what he means by this.
Just texting.
Girl, equals three.
No, nothing else. Not replying her to for like 4 days and then
yeah,
just only
just equals three.
Equals three. No, yes, I know that you're right. I'm
yeah,
simply
bitch.
Joking around the
yeah,
whole time.
Bitch.
It's called a joke, man. It's called a fucking joke. And now no one's gonna laugh.
No one's gonna fucking laugh at us, man.
What does three mean? Text. It's so funny to just someone getting so flashbanged by a girl just texting them just three for no reason. They have to go on Reddit.
What the fuck does that mean?
It is so funny.
So I've been talking to this girl for 2 weeks and she texted me three.
Three.
What does this mean?
What does three
mean? I think that means she wants a threesome.
Dude, I get recommended so much of the Reddit content that's like
the cooking video or like the Subway Surfers, and it's like teachers of Reddit. What is the like
no,
most
no,
oh I get
it's
those.
It's like
the time.
I go on Reddit to look at all my video game stuff and yeah. they I always get recommended the ones that are like am I the asshole or like
yeah.
crazy stories or stuff like that.
Well, that's good. That and means that you don't subscribe to anything.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to anything.
So they're just showing you the top
the default
stuff. Yeah.
But it's all so crazy and it is so funny that so much of that stuff, like for advice on that, is it's always like people being like, yeah, like, what does it mean if a girl texts me a smiley face? And it's like...
she it's wants so, you dead, bro.
It's nice. It's yeah. nice to imagine that someone is so stressed out about how excited they are about texting somebody
yeah.
that they have to go on Reddit and be like, what does it mean if they put an exclamation point?
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's better than the other stuff on there. That's
yeah.
like,
dude, it's always crazy because what I always do is I don't... All those posts are always fucking like 20 paragraphs long.
Yeah.
And it's always, so they're always lying. It's never true. It's always so fucking crazy.
I feel like
everyone takes it seriously. But what I always do is I always read the title and then I click on it and I just go to the comments and don't read anything. And it's so funny because it's like 90% of the time it'll be like something where it's like, I like slapped my 5-year-old sister in the face. Am I the asshole? And you scroll past like 20 paragraphs and all the comments are like, dude, no, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
But then if it's something where it's like, I just asked my roommate to take out the trash. Am I the asshole? And you'll scroll past 20 paragraphs and then all the comments are like, you should fucking kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like it's always some insane detail that you're just skipping over. And it is so like,
because they bring it up in the comments. So it's like, oh yeah, like I can just read.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be like, yeah, I asked my roommate to take out the trash. Am I the asshole? You scroll down, you get to the comments and it's like, you should never hold a sword to somebody's throat.
Yeah.
You fucked up. Like, people are so insane on there. You have to... I think you just have to hope that 90% of those are made up because it's so horrifying.
It's
got to
be made up. I think that, like, the new thing is just, like... Write me a am I the asshole post.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Chat GPT, and then people just put that on there. Do they sell... This is maybe the stupidest
thought
I've had, but are there people that bought Reddit accounts
probably
so that they can get the gold up really high, like the karma and the gold
up
high?
Yeah, I bet that they do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's true. Also, what I think is that I think that those subreddits and stuff are mined for like that type of like Ray William Johnson video content and like podcast and shit. So I bet also that people do that and make fake ones and then read it on their like podcast or whatever.
Because there's so many of those podcasts where it's just somebody reading Am I the Asshole posts.
There's so many podcasts where people just read Reddit and forum posts.
I know. It's so many shitty insane. Podcasts.
So
these
lame
fucking shit disgusting terrible
weird
podcasts
stuff on the internet.
Hosted by these just insufferable fucking losers. These fucking losers.
They're complete asshats.
Yeah. Yeah. They're douche canoes, man.
They literally are.
And they read these people who are either talking about their favorite thing or they're talking about maybe like a problem that they have.
Yeah.
And they sit there and
guffaw at
them. The
worst problem they've ever had in their entire life. And people think it's okay to read that out to an audience of hundreds.
Maybe 110. Maybe 110. They think that it's okay to read this out to people. This is asshattery.
It's complete.
And I can't condone it. I can't condone this chicanery.
Yeah, it is chicanery.
It is chicanery.
Thank you for saying it. Yeah. Thank you for putting a label on it.
I've said it since day one.
Thank you.
I've said since day one this is and utter is chicanery. It's buffoonery.
It's, baboonery as well.
Yeah.
Do you think they on purpose made the word buffoon so close to the word baboon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of because of a baboon's chicanery.
And a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Because a balloon is so goofy.
Yeah. And their butt looks like two balloons put together. Yeah. Two red balloons.
I'm starting to see the triangle of how these words are related.
Mm-hmm. What is the oon?
What is an oon?
The oon suffix in etymology.
What is the
word etymology?
What is the oon?
Is it etymology or entomology?
Etymology.
Entomology is
bugs. So the oon, let's think of other oon words because I can think of. Because
balloon, baboon, rune.
It's the only oon words that are coming to mind are goon. Archaic racial slurs.
Yeah? Like what?
I'm not going to say it.
You can censor them.
I can't. I'm not going to say it and
just
have
put
that
a beep
be censored.
Right there. Put a beep right there when he says, I'm not going to say it.
Don't do that.
I know the one I'm thinking.
You know
of
the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I found out, I'm sure there's the one that everybody
knows.
Doesn't
it sound the one that we're thinking of starts with an O?
Yeah, that means 1/8.
Doesn't it sound like a really good candy?
It really does. Or like a really valuable piece of treasure.
Yeah.
What I found out when I was reading some old books recently is so this word that we're not going to say that means 1/8 black.
Uh-huh.
They
it up at home.
They had the whole fucking set. I was reading books and I
really
I
guess it makes sense.
They had one for 1/4. And I was like, damn, this author was like on some shit.
You found a book of slurs?
Well, it was just an old book. So they were using it as a descriptive word.
They were using it as a descriptive word, but there were multiple people who had different.
Somebody
was 1/8, somebody was 1/16.
My God. I did not know that they had.
Yeah,
they
then
were
this
on
dodeca.
That shit. Dodeca.
They start getting into like the 30 seconds and stuff. Yeah, this sextillion.
I was like, damn, that is fucking crazy. Yeah,
that is insane.
Yeah, that's next level.
Yeah.
We don't do stuff like that anymore
in
today's world.
Which is good. I think it's good that we don't do that.
That stuff is gone thanks to the BLT story.
Yeah, the BLT story.
The BLT story solved a lot of issues.
It solved so many racial issues in this country.
Dude,
also,
this episode we solved racism.
Suck.
We solved Christianity.
Yeah, we solved religion.
We solved Islam. Uh-huh. We solved Judaism.
We solved all religions.
We solved those things.
We solved all religions. We solved all racism. We solved. Yeah.
We called out some clothing.
Called out things.
Things about clothing.
I showed off something.
You showed?
I did show and tell.
We had basically a full day of school today.
Yeah. I did show and tell for some
reason.
All I
was missing is lunch, bro.
I thought it'd be funny to show you those shoes.
Those shoes are really funny.
They are really stupid looking, but somebody would pay money for these.
Definitely something I can imagine seeing somebody wear in middle school and me going, oh my God, those are cool as fuck.
Yeah. They definitely were.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Dude, when I saw like a skate shoe... For the first time.
Dude, the Nike 6.0s.
Fell off my neck.
Do you remember those? Nike 6.0s?
I don't know the name of any shoes.
Oh, the Nike 6.0s were like, it was like a skate shoe, like offset of Nike. So it was like
They put the really wild colorways.
Uh-huh.
And it was all like the, I forget what they were, there's the Nike 6.0 Maverick. I think that's the one that I really wanted. But then I got the P-Rod 2.5, which is a...
An airplane.
Yeah. No, okay. The Paul Rodriguez shoe, the head of
Paul
Vulcanized.
Rudd?
Paul Rodriguez, oh. The son of Mexican Paul comedian Paul Rodriguez.
Okay.
Paul Rodriguez Sr.
Okay.
And he was on a podcast one time. He's like, I don't get why my son's a pro skater. He was like complaining about his son being like a, his son owns like one of the, like
that you
the,
can't complain about if you're a comedian.
Yeah, I know.
That's
right?
Crazy.
He's like, yeah, you know, he really wanted to do that skate
Gee,
stuff.
Yeah, I wonder why he rebelled against his parents and went and did a.
Well, he's like, he, back habit. In the day. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wonder what drove him to become a skater.
Yeah, but he he owns that company Primitive. That's like the skate company that's always doing like a fucking collab with DBZ.
Uh-huh.
And like Kikkoman soy sauce and like Hoi Fong.
These are some of my favorite things.
Yeah, they did a sriracha board. They did a soy sauce board.
I want to get a soy sauce tattoo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
On my forehead.
You could also get a Piccolo tattoo. So it's Piccolo.
Piccolo eating soy sauce.
You get all of your tattoos based around these Primitive Skateboards collabs.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. So what else do they call it? Look up a list of Primitive Skateboards collabs. We can see these are the new tattoos that you're going to get.
Okay. I'll lock it in.
Yeah. I think, okay, off the top of my head, Hoi Fong Sriracha, Naruto.
Okay, that's Naruto.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. I'm seeing.
I guess this is the oh, this is Bob Marley.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
Dude, I already got that. The Terminator?
Have they collabed with like
is
every single, I think that's the Terminator. I feel like they've, Iron at this
Man.
Point, have collabed with every single
Yo,
brand
I
in the
literally
world.
Want to get the Iron Man suit tatted over my entire body.
That would be fire.
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom. That's
Wolverine.
That's a good one. Who's that on the
Dude,
board?
These oh, would, okay. Are these, this, if you, if anybody out there is looking for tattoo ideas,
just Google
this.
Yeah, Google Primitive Skateboards list of collaborators. Oh, they were the first brand to collaborate with Rick and Morty.
Damn.
And they had
so
the,
you know they're on that shit.
Dude, they had the Pickle Rick grip tape.
Damn.
That shit was gas.
I bet that shit tasted
and
like
the board,
pickles.
And the board, too. So it's just the pickle-shaped board with the pickle grip tape on top.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
This is my next tattoo.
Yeah, that'd be so fucking sick if you
this
got
full
forearm. It's yeah. Like a like realistic portrait of Tupac.
Yeah, insanely detailed black and gray.
$3,000 Tupac tattoo.
Dude, $6,000 easy.
Yeah.
Up my entire my calf. Up from my ankle to my thigh.
Your inner thigh.
From my ankle
right
to
here,
my thigh, bro.
Right next to your cock. Just like a picture of Tupac.
Dude, when I walk around, I'm wearing my basketball shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You see just tatted on my calf, just a pair mm-hmm. of legs.
Yeah.
It goes up. And
you pull it up.
And I pull my shorts up. You see, the tattoo is Tupac licking my balls. It goes up my entire leg. It's hyper realistic. His tongue is gone.
Just the most disgusting. Like he's got like the gooner face, just like
yeah, just full egg out. And I'm like, yeah, I thought I got it because like my pants will cover it up. But like when I wear the shorts, you see his full body. You see like drool and stuff dripping down. Like you can fully tell what it is. I'm wearing like 2-inch
yeah,
inseam like Patagonia yeah. baggies.
Underneath it's like, yeah, you know, I got it so it could get like covered up with shorts, and then like underneath the body, it's just in old English, Tupac licking up my fucking balls. It says exactly what it is. You also got it tatted in. You got dermals, so you
that's
can put it in Braille,
that's
too.
That's for screen readers, bro. Yeah. Yeah, that's so people can scan it and understand what it is.
Yeah, it's a QR
blind.
Code. It's a QR code that links to a photo.
Yeah, this is what my tattoo is.
Yeah, this is my tattoo, and then a photo of you.
Me.
Me next to my tat.
All right.
Is that the episode?
I think that's the episode.
This comes out on Saturday.
This comes out on Saturday. Caleb is still in
Italy.
Italy. I think
he's
he'll
in
be
Indochina.
I hope you guys are enjoying our backlog of YouTube episodes.
We have a lot of stuff going on.
Things will
be
everything is quite busy at the moment, but things will be back to normal soon.
I guess when this comes out tomorrow night, Sunday the 22nd.
Yes.
Pierce Campion, Will Duncan show.
True as fuck.
That will be opening.
And Joe and Alex just announced a show too.
Oh, yeah, on October 7th.
October 7th. Don't know why they picked that date.
I don't either.
Yeah, kind of. I guess something Joe wanted.
Yeah, something Joe was like, let's make fun of this.
Yeah, Home Planet.
Let's make fun of this with our six short movies.
Home Planet at Littlefield. Go check that out and go see that.
And that will be, Pierce will be opening that.
Yes.
So this is a show that we have nothing to do with.
Right. I was in a video. They reshot it and removed me from the video. And I'm still plugging it. That's how much I think you should go.
That's how much we believe in this.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Later.
Bye bye.
How should I respond if I'm talking to someone and we are interrupted? Because I know a lot of times we get a little eager and we'll interrupt each other. So I think this can be a good kind of format we can use going forward to cut down on crosstalk. So you could briefly comment on what the interrupting person just said if you feel the need to. If not, kindly say, though what you said was interesting, I should finish this conversation first. We can talk later if you want. So this could be useful in the future.
This could be useful for us. Mm-hmm. So let's try it. And I'm picking you for no particular reason. Cameron, the day has been amazing, and the weather is all good. And there's many different events that will be happening this evening where different performers will grace the stage and the food will be served hot or cold. And why are you not I told you to interrupt me.
Why aren't you interrupting it?
No, I'm talking to you. You interrupt me. Let's try this again.
Okay.
You're going to interrupt
me. All right, I'll interrupt you.
Cameron, the day's been great, and the weather is amazing. And there's many great events that will happen tonight. The performers will grace the stage. That's a shush. That's not an interrupt. And that's so rude that even outside of just doing a simulation that we just did with simulated conversation,
happened yet.
Though what you said was interesting, Caleb is having a conversation he should finish first. We can talk later if you want.
He nailed that.
But you didn't even... A shush is not an interruption.
But he interrupted you telling him...
Oh, that's true.
Said was interesting...
Okay, you actually nailed it. Yeah. That was very good. And can we admit that I did a really good job with my conversation, too?
You sounded natural.
It felt like a real conversation.
I know. Yeah. I should be an actor.